世代的遥远国度里，有一人坐在山坡上，凝视夜间的晴空。
主啊，你的名在全地是何其尊贵！我观看你手所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮与星辰，人算什么？你竟顾念他，人的后裔你也眷顾他。
上帝对地上的恩典，有一天他的话将有新的意义，因上帝将要差他的独生子到世上，带来新的祝福，并且再一次上帝要用天幕来彰显他的荣耀，并宣告基督降生。
Thank you.
诸天真的显明上帝的荣耀。东方的博士首先默想星空的含义，在研究中发现东方夜空下的一颗明星，他们相信这光是星王的记号，明星引导他们出发寻找他的意义。直到今日，经历了无数年代，这明星依旧是我们永恒的光和永恒的盼望记号。
照射在犹太地的旷野，牧羊人聚集在星空下看守羊群，他们正安顿好羊群，预备着平静夜晚的安歇时，卑微的他们却不知道他们将要见证历史性的一刻，就是一位新生王将要为全人类降生。他不单是为了高知识分子、社会精英或是虔诚的文士，也是为了这群没有社会名望或崇高地位的牧羊人。大群天兵不返天空，带来这个特别的宣告。
天上的异象及天使所说的就大为惊奇，他们就回去，因看见一切的事正如天使向他们所说的，就为荣耀与神赞美他。
前往伯利恒，当他们看见玛利亚、约瑟和小婴孩，立即俯伏敬拜他。很快的，他们将天使所报告的佳音告诉伯利恒城中的每一个人，他们的传报引起一阵骚动。伯利恒人问他们，
这位能吸引东方博士和旷野卑微的牧羊人使他们长途跋涉到这里的婴孩是谁？这位能使天使为他歌颂，众星为他庆贺的婴孩是谁？
透过他的一生及往后的岁月，甚至到今日，人们依然继续在问，这位婴孩是谁？这个孩童是谁？这个人又是谁呢？
请和他降生，明星一道佛事来敬拜，伯利恒的婴孩是谁？这位婴孩拿撒勒人是谁？他是圣殿充满敬畏，是问是发声询问，那撒勒的孩童是谁？
和约瑟从一开始就知道这位婴孩不是寻常的小孩，而且他们必定要承担人们对这位婴孩的心声的论断。然而在动荡平息后，在他们费心照顾婴孩的安静时刻，玛利亚必然也会梦想这孩子的将来。当他长大后成就所有关于他的预言时，那时他将会多么骄傲。
玛利亚，主真的恩待我们，尽情的梦想吧。然而你要感谢上帝未曾应许我们得知未来。对于这孩子，十字架的阴影对立着此刻的温柔，玛利亚珍惜此刻吧。有一天此时的情景将有助于安慰你。玛利亚的爱是如此坚强，但是却不能挽回耶稣的命运，因为上帝的爱是何等的大，他差他的独生子来完成救赎的工程，因上帝的大爱使他必须承受十字架的羞辱。纯洁无罪的婴孩，公义的人，为了我们而改变他的生命，白白牺牲他自己，让凡信靠他的人得着永生。
基督降临世间，上帝与人子合而为一，是要预备一条永生的道路。这位小小婴孩长大成为教师、医生，最后成为救主，借着他的诞生、受死及复活，使他成为上帝和人之间的桥梁。因着基督，我们得与上帝和好。
Thank you.
当我们思考这个跨时代的圣诞信息，我们再一次思想诗人所提的问题：我们算什么？大全能永生的上帝竟然顾念我们，我们算什么？上帝竟然差他的儿子降生在这残酷的世间，使我们得着永恒的生命。然而上帝借着基督的降生显明他的爱，他既已向我们表明他超越一切的爱，并把那永恒的约成就在我们当中，如今我们应该要如何回应他呢？
非常谢谢诗班今天晚上的献诗。
Thank you, choir.
他们所献的诗歌好像再一次让我们走过耶稣，不但是他的降生。
The hymns that they sang as if we were walking through what Jesus was born when Jesus was born.
也包括他从出生一直到他死在十字架上。
Including his birth and his death on the cross.
我想在圣诞节最熟悉的诗歌，我想每一个人，如果你要问的话，一定有一首歌你们大家都知道的。
There must be a Christmas carol that is very popular during Christmas.
根据调查，全世界最流行的一首歌，全世界最多人会唱的一首歌，就是《平安夜》。
According to the survey, the hymn, the Christmas carol that is sung most of the most is Silent Night.
即使不是基督徒，全世界有一半的人都会唱《平安夜》。
Actually, it's not just Christians, but everybody in the world.
所以今天晚上我就从《平安夜》来说起。
So tonight I'm going to start with the story of the Silent Night.
我要说的是在苦难中的平安。
I want to share with you suffering in the midst of peace.
当我们想到平安夜的时候，
When we think of Silent Night,
其实中国人都知道它叫平安夜。
But the Chinese know that it's Silent Night.
可能全世界只有一个国家，中国把它翻译成平安夜。
Maybe China is the only country in the world translates it to Silent Night.
因为原来是安静的夜，不是平安夜。
What it should be is a peaceful night.
但是原文是安静的夜晚，我们却翻译成平安的夜晚。
Oh, in the original text is very quiet, but we translate it as silent.
那么，但是我想这首诗歌也的确谈到一个平安的问题。
But it truly talks about peace.
这首诗歌事实上是在意外当中做出来的。
And actually, this hymn was constructed by accident.
这个是在将近200年前的德国。
It happened in Germany about 200 years ago.
当时一个教堂的牧师事实上是一个神父。
That time there was a pastor in the church.
他们的风琴 organ 坏掉了。
Oh, the organ broke.
所以圣诞夜的时候没有办法用风琴来弹奏。
So during the Christmas, they could not play with the organ.
19世纪所有的圣乐大部分都是用风琴的。
In the 19th century, the church music mostly were played by the organ.
据说21世纪已经没有教堂用风琴了。
And it was in the 21st century that after that, that they would not use the organ.
我不知道我们教会是不是21世纪最后一个买新的风琴的教会。
I don't know if our church purchases the organ, it's the last church to purchase this organ, it's 21st century.
我们两个月前才刚花了几万块美金买一个新的风琴。
It was 2 months ago we purchased a new organ.
有人告诉我们说风琴公司都快要破产了。
Somebody told us that the organ company actually was going bankrupt.
因为没有人买风琴了。
Nobody buys organs.
现在买电吉他。
Oh, they buy the electric guitar.
现在都是用现代音乐。
Using contemporary music.
19世纪的时候，每个教堂都是用风琴的。
In the 19th century, almost all churches use organs.
所以当风琴坏掉的时候
，So when the organ was not working,
圣诞夜就完蛋了。
So some problem, trouble comes with the Christmas night.
怎么唱诗呢
？How are we going to sing hymns?
没有风琴，你怎么弹那个不管是韩德尔的或者巴哈的那个作曲呢
？How are we going to play Handel or Bach?
所以那个神父很着急。
So the pastor was very nervous.
因为那时候所有的圣诞节的诗歌都是用风琴来弹奏的。
Because in those days all the hymns were played by the organ.
所以他必须赶快做一首歌可以不用风琴的。
So they must compose a hymn quickly without the organ.
于是他在匆忙之间就写下了歌词，就是这首《平安夜》的歌词。
So in a hurry, they wrote down this carol, Silent Night.
那他们教会的弹风琴的那个风琴手呢
？So in the church, the organist.
他也没有风琴可以弹了。
He didn't or she didn't have the organ to play.
那个风琴手呢？他不但会弹风琴，他也会作曲。
The organist not only that he could play the organ, he could only also compose.
而且他弹吉他可能比他弹风琴还好。
And actually, he played the guitar better than he played the organ.
他就弹做了一首很简单的曲子。
So he composed a very simple song.
所以他那天做完曲子以后。
So that night after he was finished.
圣诞夜。
In the Christmas night.
这个神父跟这个风琴手，一个人弹吉他， 两个人就合唱唱这个平安夜。
So the organist was playing the guitar and the priest was singing.
他们认为这首歌大概就是在他们的小教堂就唱这么一次，从此就绝唱了，再也没有人会唱了。
They thought this would be the only time they're going to sing this song.
隔了几天
，few days later，
因为风琴坏掉了
，the organ was not working again.
他们请了一个人来修风琴。
So they asked the guy to come to repair.
那个修风琴的人是当地的风琴公司的一个高级主管。
So the organist repairman was like the high manager in that time in the company.
他也是当地非常有名的音乐家。
And he was very famous musician then.
他就在风琴旁边。找到那首用吉他伴奏的调子。
As he was repairing the organ, he found the music.
他修完了风琴。
After he finished repairing,
他试试那个音怎么样。
So he tried the music.
他就试弹一弹这首平安夜。
So he tried playing the Silent Night.
弹完以后。
After he was done.
哇，太好了。
Oh, that was great.
他就拿出去介绍给别人。
So he took the music and introduced to other people.
从此这首诗歌。就被传遍全世界。
Since then, this music has become very popular.
有几十年的时间。
About 20-30 years.
这首诗歌传遍世界各国的时候。
When the music was passed along in most countries of the world.
作曲那个部分写一个无名氏。
Oh, the composer it says anonymous.
歌词无名氏。
And the words anonymous.
因为那一个修风琴的人，当他把这首诗歌带出去的时候，他根本不知道谁写的。
Because the organ repairman, when he was passing on the music, he didn't know who wrote the music.
几十年之后。
After 20-30 years.
但这首诗歌已经风行全世界。
When the hymn became so popular.
后来才有人知道是谁做的曲，谁做的词。
So finally, they know who composed the words and the music.
我不知道你有没有在夜晚的时候唱平安夜。
I don't know if you sing Silent Night.
我知道我们教会以前常常是礼拜天早上我们的诗班会演唱。
I know a lot of times Christmas that our choir would sing Silent Night.
然后最后我们也常常唱平安夜结束的。
At the end, and we will conclude with Silent Night.
可是白天清晨唱平安夜是很怪的。
But it's kind of strange that you sing Silent Night during the day.
什么时候唱平安夜最好呢？
When is the best time to sing Silent Night?
要像今天晚上这样。
Like tonight.
冷得要命的时候。
When it is very cold outside.
那最好不要下雨了哈。
Don't rain.
很冷。
Very, very cold.
最好呢，满天的星星。
And lots of stars in the sky.
哇，那唱起来是真有味道。
And it's so nice, such a good feeling.
你唱这首诗歌的时候。
As you're singing this hymn.
会有一种颤抖的声音。
Oh, trembling? Oh.
因为很冷嘛。
Because it's really chilly.
所以这首诗歌唱得很冷的那种样子才像是平安夜。
And it's the best time to sing this hymn.
可是在现在这个时候唱平安夜也是怪怪的。
But it's kind of strange right now to sing this hymn.
因为现在实在太没有平安了。
Because there's no peace right now.
当今年快要结束的时候。
As we're concluding this year.
经济状况很不好。
The economic downturn.
很多人失业。
A lot of people lose their jobs.
我想我们当中有一些人你还在失业呢。
And I know some of us here are.And without jobs.
或者你快失业了。
Or maybe you are at the edge of, at the brink of losing your job.
今天波音公司刚宣布裁员12,000个人。
Today the insurance company announced that they are laying off 1,200 people.
你不要以为圣诞节以前不会把人家裁掉的。
Don't think that there is no job cuts before Christmas.
他们可能给你的圣诞礼物就是 you are laid off.
Maybe the Christmas gift they give you is you are being laid off.
我们很难有平安在这种经济的状况之下。
It's so difficult to have peace.
再加上911纽约所发生的恐怖事件。
After September 11th with the terrorist attack.
我想心理上很多人还是有点恐慌的。
I know a lot of us fear.
我知道很多人都不敢坐飞机。
A lot of people don't want to fly in an airplane.
上个月我们有宣教联会。
Last month we have the mission conference.
你知道吗？不要说很多人很怕坐飞机，有的牧师都不敢坐飞机的。
Do you know not only a lot of people are afraid to fly, even pastors are afraid to fly.
好像是开玩笑，但是是真的。
It's not a joke, it's real.
十一月，加拿大教会宣教联会的讲员从新加坡要来。
In November, when the missions conference in Chinatown Church, the missionary was flying from Singapore.
他们的家人不准牧师来。
His family would not allow him to come.
因为从新加坡的观点。
Because from the Singaporeans.
全美国最危险的只有两个地方。
There are two most dangerous countries in the world.
Two cities. 不是纽约就是 Boston.
It's Boston and New York City.
因为911的飞机从 Boston 起飞的。
Because there were two planes that flew from Boston on September 11th.
所以加拿大教会牧师告诉我，新加坡的牧师不来了。
So the Chinatown pastor told me that the pastor is not coming.
因为那个牧师的家人告诉那个牧师，波士顿很多恐怖分子。
Because his family told him there are a lot of terrorists in Boston.
所以他们临时前一个礼拜换讲员。
So last minute they changed the speaker.
牧师都不敢坐飞机，你敢坐吗
？Even the pastor is afraid to fly. Are you afraid?
所以在这种情况下，哪有平安夜呢
？So how can we have silent night and a peaceful night?
再加上很多的天灾人祸。
In addition, there are natural disasters.
如果你从台湾来的话
，If you come from Taiwan.
那你知道台湾最近天灾特别多。
You know there are a lot of natural disasters happening in Taiwan.
啊，人祸也不少。
And there are a lot of accidents.
那前几年中国大陆也是有好几次类似的水灾什么样的问题。
And floodings that happened in mainland China a few years ago.
天灾人祸带来很多的苦难。
Natural calamities brought a lot of sufferings.
这些苦难也让我们没有平安。
These sorrows will lead us to no peace.
再加上个人来讲，很多人家人或自己有一些疾病。
Personally, we might have sickness.
疾病也让我们陷入苦难的里面，你也没有平安。
And it can lead us to suffering and sorrow.
还有意外。
And there may be accidents.
各样的意外会让人感到很大的痛苦。
Different kinds of accidents will lead us to pains.
十一月我就主持了两次的丧礼。
I attended two funerals in November.
两位过世的都是38岁。
Two people that passed away, they were only 38 years old.
两个都是从中国大陆来的。
They both came from mainland China.
都是非常优秀的年轻人。
They were very, very, they excel a lot.
都是出生于非常非常非常穷苦的农村家庭。
They came from a very, very poor family.
我用三个非常，因为他真的是很穷的。
I'm trying to describe to you, they came from a very, very, very poor family.
其中有一个丧礼。
One of them,
那个过世的那位他的家人都不能来。
One of them who passed away, his family could not even come.
一方面时间太短。
On one hand, because of the time was really short notice.
另外一方面也实在没有钱买一张飞机票来这里。
On the other hand, they had no money to come to attend the funeral.
所以男方没有一个家人来出席这次的丧礼。
So no one from his family came to attend the funeral.
38岁。
He was only 38 years old.
有一个已经拿到博士了。
One he just got his PhD.
另外一个拿到硕士。
The other one got master's.
都有太太有孩子。
They both had wives and children.
他们的人生在刚刚开始。
They just started their career and their life.
在这样的一种灾难中，我想也是很难有平安的。
Amidst the trouble, it is so difficult to have peace.
所以能够唱平安夜也是不容易的。
So it's really difficult to sing Silent Night.
基督徒怎么看平安呢
？How do Christians view peace?
所以因此我要说的是，神所赐给我们的平安是在苦难中的平安。
The peace that God grants us is the peace amidst sufferings.
不是因为一切都是顺利的。
Not because everything was smooth sailing.
不是一切都是美好的。
Not because everything is so nice.
甚至唱平安夜的时候，不是在一个极静的夜晚。
Even when we sing Silent Night, it's not in the most quiet night.
可能整个环境是充满了吵杂的声音的。
Maybe it was really amidst a noisy environment.
圣经上有几句话。
The Bible has a few verses.
第一句话在路加福音第二章十四节。
The first one is in Luke chapter 2 verse 14.
其实刚才诗班也有唱到。
Actually, choir.
这有这句话。
The choir just sang this verse.
在耶稣降生的时候。
When Jesus was born.
天使这样的宣告。
The angels proclaim.
至高之处荣耀归给神。
Glory to God in the highest.
地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And on earth peace to man. On whom his favor rests.
地上有平安。
There is peace on earth.
但是是归于他所喜悦的人。
But it only rests on people that he finds favor.
不是每一个人都有平安的。
Not everyone has peace.
神也没有应许说每一个人都可以有平安的。
And God has not promised that everyone has peace.
神应许平安只归给那些他喜悦的人。
He promises peace on people that he finds favor with.
为什么平安只给他喜悦的人呢？
How does this happen?
因为只有那些跟神和好跟神的关系恢复的人
Because those people who reconcile with God
平安才会在他们的心中
Peace will happen in their hearts
平安是内在的
Peace is internal
不是外在的
It's not external
所以因此不是环境给你平安
It's not the environment that gives you peace
是你的内心能够拥有平安
It's inside that gives you peace
内心的平安是来自于你跟神的关系
The peace from inside comes with your relationship with God.
你接纳这位创造宇宙万物的真神在你的心中。
If you receive him into your heart,
平安就在你的心中。
Then peace will happen in you.
如果你把这位神拒绝在你的心门之外。
If you reject this God,
你的环境好像没有事。
Maybe your environment is okay.
但是平安却不在你的里面。
But your peace is not with you.
所以平安是归于神所喜悦的人。
So peace only rests on men who find favor with God.
平安只能够在那些接受他、接受这位神、存进他心中的人。
Peace will only happen to those who accept God.
第二段圣经在耶利米书二十九章。
The second verse comes from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
他这边说：“耶和华说，我知道我向你们的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。”要叫你们末后有指望。
The Lord says, For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
神向我们的意念是赐平安的意念。
God's plan for us to give us peace.
不是要降灾祸。
Not to give us harm.
虽然人生是有灾祸。
Maybe there is harm in life.
这些灾祸也是神所容许发生的。
And he permits these harm to come to us.
可是神的意念不是降灾祸的意念。
But his plan is not to give us harm.
表示说灾祸固然难以避免。
And maybe the harm comes from the plan.
不是神故意要用灾祸来好像来惩罚我们，或者说故意来作弄我们。
Not that God intentionally gives us harm to hurt us.
灾祸有的时候是一个过程。
Sometimes harm comes as a process.
是达到一个目的的过程。
So that to attain to a goal.
目的是平安。
The purpose is to have peace.
所以神的意念是赐平安的意念。
So his plan is to give us peace.
只是在达到平安之前，有的时候灾祸会临到。
Is that before we reach that goal, that sometimes harm would come.
有的时候好像是一种管教。
Sometimes it's discipline.
父母会管教你的孩子。
The parents will discipline the children.
可是父母不会恨他的孩子。
But the parents will not hate the children.
父母也不会作弄他的孩子。
The parents will not play tricks on them.
正常的父母也不会虐待他的孩子。
The normal parents would not smitten their children.
但是当他在管教他的时候。
But as they discipline them.
那只是一个过程。
It is a process.
为的是带来一个平安。
So that at the end they attain peace.
平安才有指望，或者说有希望。
With peace, you can have hope.
所以当我们在患难中的时候
As we are in suffering,
我们要记得这只是过程
We have to remember, this is only a process.
最终带来的是平安
In the end, it is peace.
如果我们愿意从这样来看待所有遭遇的苦难或灾难的话
If we are willing to look at this from this perspective,
那么你就能够去面对你现在所遭遇的一切
So you can have courage to face what you are facing right now.
你不会在惊慌之中，你不会在忧虑之中过每一天的日子。
You won't be living in fear or paranoia.
第三段圣经在约翰福音第十六章。
The third passage comes from John chapter 16, verse 33.
那是耶稣要钉十字架之前对他的门徒所说的话。
Before Jesus was crucified, he was talking to his disciples.
他说：“我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面。”有平安，在世上你们有苦难， 但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
He said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
他强调我们可以在神的里面有平安。
He emphasizes that we can have peace in God.
我说过，平安不在环境里。
Peace does not depend on our environment.
平安在神里面。
Peace is in God.
为什么在神的里面有平安呢？
Why is there peace in God?
他说你们在世上有苦难。
Yes, you have trouble on earth.
好像圣经上话说得很清楚，苦难是难以避免的。
It seems that the Bible tells us that it's inevitable we have trouble.
即使基督徒我们都不能够避免苦难。
There is no way we can, as Christians, to avoid trouble.
当纽约世界贸易大楼垮下来的时候，
When the Twin Towers were collapsed,
在那个三千多个死难人当中，就有很多是基督徒。
Among the 3,000 some who were dead, there were a lot of Christians.
在那几架飞机坠毁在大厦里面的当中，
As the plane was flying toward the tower,
无论是驾驶员，无论是乘客，也有很多是基督徒。
There were Christians among the pilots and the passengers.
在世上我们有苦难。
Yes, we have trouble on earth.
神从来没有应许说，你只要信我，做基督徒。你就没有苦难。
God has never promised Christians to have no worries and trouble.
如果做基督徒的特权是，我们坐一架飞机，如果飞机摔下去的话，基督徒死不了的。
If what the Christians has the right is when we take the plane, we will never die.
如果我们有这种特权的话
，If we have such special privilege,
我会告诉你，全世界的人都抢着要做基督徒。
I'm telling you, everybody in the world wants to be Christians.
但神没有应许我们，我们没有苦难。
But God never promises that we have no trouble.
耶稣说得很清楚，在世上你们将要有苦难。
Jesus said, in this world you have trouble.
但是你们可以放心。
But do not worry.
因为我已经胜了世界。
Because I have overcome the world.
耶稣他降生的时候，
When Jesus was born,
他的降生就代表他要到来到世上。跟你跟我一同承受苦难。
His birth represents that with you and with me, he is taking on the trouble.
当他说在世上有苦难的时候，
When he says there's sorrows on earth,
他也意思就是说，我降生也就是要分担你们的苦难。
What he's saying is he's sharing our iniquities.
我来到这世上，也就是要跟你一样，同样的受苦。
As I come on this world, I'm sharing your pain and your suffering.
如果你觉得你受过很多的委屈的话，
If you think that you have been suffering a lot,
耶稣受过更多。
Jesus suffered even more.
如果你觉得你被羞辱的话，
If you feel that you have been ashamed,
你跟耶稣所受的羞辱是不能比较的。
It's incomparable with what Jesus has received.
如果你觉得你有很大的损失的话，
If you think you have suffered a loss,
那你不能想象耶稣损失了什么。
It is unimaginable what Jesus has suffered.
我们是什么样一个人呢？
What kind of people we are?
我们的损失算什么呢？
What is our loss?
但耶稣却是从天上以神的身份来到这个世上。
But Jesus, as God himself, comes on the world as human.
那就成为一个卑贱的人。
Humbly as a man.
被一个被人轻看的人。
That people belittle him.
人不但把他处死了。
Not only that nail him, they nail him on the cross.
人们用最残酷的刑罚来处死他。
They use the most cruel method.
不但是残酷的刑罚。
Not only that.
是最羞辱的一种死法。
It's the most shameful way to die.
当耶稣钉十字架的时候。
When Jesus was nailed to the cross.
那不但是一种慢慢的凌迟而死的死亡。
Not only it's a slow death.
虽然你看见十字架的雕像，如果有看到耶稣挂在十字架上的话，
When you see that Jesus was nailing on the cross,
好像他身体上还有一块布遮住我们最不容易看到的部分，
As if that there was a piece of cloth that covers his private parts.
事实却不是如此的。
But in reality, that's not true.
罗马人把人钉十字架的时候，
When the Romans nail people on cross,
一块布也不会给他的。
Not even a single piece of cloth was left.
耶稣钉十字架的时候，
When Jesus was nailed on the cross,
他是完全的赤身肉体。
He was totally transparent.
圣经上也是这样记载的。
And that's what was recorded in the Bible.
他的外衣和他的内衣都被剥掉了。
All his clothing were torn.
甚至被罗马的士兵分掉。
And even taken off by the soldiers.
任何一个人用这样的方式死的话，
Anyone who will die this way.
不仅是身体的痛苦，
Not only physical suffering.
那是一个极大的羞辱。
And it is the greatest shame.
耶稣这位创造世界的神，他却成为这人，而且这样的死法。
But Jesus, being the God who created the world, he died on the cross as a man.
如果我们说我们有苦难，
and if we have sufferings on earth,
没有什么我们遭遇过的，耶稣没有遭遇过。
There is nothing that what we have faced that Jesus has never faced before.
他只有比你比我遭遇的更多更深。
Actually, he suffered more than you and I.
但他说你们可以放心。
But he said, take heart.
因为我已经胜过了这个世界。
Because I've overcome the world.
他受过了这一切。
He has suffered.
然而他从死里复活。
And yet he died and he resurrected.
所以我们在耶稣基督里面。
That's why in Christ Jesus.
我们可以得到平安。
We can have peace.
因为他是得胜苦难的人。
Because he is victorious over death.
所以我们在他的里面，我们可以分享他的得胜。
So in him we can share his victory.
当你在痛苦中的时候，
when we are in suffering,
不管是什么样的痛苦，
regardless what form it is,
你记得一件事情，
remember one thing.
耶稣尝过你所尝过的一切。
Jesus has suffered and he has come across as we have.
所以我们可以感觉到这位神跟我是那样的亲近。
So we can experience the closeness we have with God.
不单如此，
Not only that,
他不但只是承受苦难，
that he takes upon our sufferings,
他已经胜过了，
and he is victorious.
这是何等的安慰！
What comfort we have.
这些年来，我越来越深刻地能够体会到这一点。
All these years, I've experienced more deeply.
也许因为我过去的日子太舒服了。
Maybe I have a really smooth life in the past.
所有的苦难我都只能想象的。
I can only imagine the sufferings.
我没生过病，当然我没有生过病。
Oh, I never have serious illness.
我意思说我没有住过院哈。
That means I've never lived in the hospital.
不是说没有感冒。
Not that I don't have colds.
我没有真正的生病过。
I have never really been sick seriously.
我没有失业过。
I have never lost my job.
从来没有人把我 fire 掉的。
Nobody ever fired me.
只有我 fire 他的。
Only I fired him.
我不干了，我换另外一个工作。
If I don't like the job, I switched.
我从来没有考上个考试考不及格的。
I never fail in my exams.
我要去什么学校去什么学校。
I can go to whatever school I like.
我时常很少考试的。我很少去考什么这个考试可能。
I never have a lot of exams.
我一生只考过一次的真正的大的考试。
In my life, only one major exam.
我小学毕业的时候考初中。
It was during my going from elementary school to middle school.
我进高中没有考试。
I never exams in my high school.
我知道最好的高中。
I went to the best one.
我没有考过大学。
I never taken exams to college.
我就进最好的大学。
And I went to the best college.
出国好像也很顺利。
It seems so easy to come to the States.
好像拿博士跟吃饭一样。
It's so easy to get my PhD degree, as if it's very easy.
我希望你了解，我不是太骄傲在这样说。我意思是说。我对于苦难只有在想象中的却没有真正经历过的。
I'm just sharing with you that I've never really experienced suffering.
所以当耶稣说你们在世上有苦难的时候，
So when Jesus said you will have suffering on earth,
我现在只能想象。
I can only imagine.
中国诗人说的对，
The Chinese poet says,
不知道怎么翻，为赋新词强说愁，要写一首新歌，然后要说啊，我很苦。
Okay, to write a new song and enjoy it.
Okay. 所以，我有时候在想象神说，我们在世上有苦难。
So sometimes when I imagine Jesus said you have sorrows and trouble on earth.
我得想象一些苦难，然后才觉得说神啊，真的是我蛮苦的。
So I'm trying to think, oh God, maybe I'm really suffering.
这几年我才慢慢开始知道什么叫做苦难。
In the past few years, I slowly starting to see what exactly it means to have sorrows.
我还是没生病。
I've never been sick.
做牧师比较不会失业的。
It's hard to lose a job being a pastor.
可能不是那些物质上外在的。
Not materialistically, maybe.
但是内心的开始稍微尝到一点。
But then inside, I starting to feel a little.
对，因此我可以更感谢说什么叫做平安。
So I can be thankful what it means to have peace.
因为当你真正经历苦难的时候，
Because when you truly experience suffering,
你才会真正的珍惜苦难中的平安是多么美的东西。
You will truly value the peace that is amidst your suffering.
当一切平安无事的时候，
When everything is fine,
连平安都变得很廉价了。
Even peace, you take it for granted.
但是当你在苦难中的时候，
But when you are facing sufferings,
那个平安是多么可贵的一个东西。
It is so valuable to have peace.
是环境不能夺去的。
Even the environment,
虽然你所看见的环境，
So even when you are in that surrounding,
可能越来越糟，
Then you are getting more and more trouble.
但是里面却有一个夺不掉的平安。
But there is peace that is inside that cannot be taken away.
感谢神让我能够这些日子这几年当中慢慢的稍微多体会一点。
I thank God for this past years to starting to slowly experience this peace.
最后一段圣经跟大家分享以赛亚书53章。
The last passage to share with you is Isaiah chapter 53.
他说他就是这位耶稣，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
Surely he is Jesus, took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted, but he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, the punishment he brought us peace was upon him.
因他受的刑罚我们得平安。
Because of the suffering, the punishment he has, we can have peace.
我们可以得平安不是因为我们很好。
We can have peace not because we are good.
而是因为有人替我们承担了罪的后果。
Because someone takes upon himself.
因为这样的缘故。
Because of this reason.
所以他才说只有信靠他的人得平安。
Only those who trust in him will have peace.
只有那些接受他的人，是他所喜悦的人，地上平安才归给我们。
Only those who accept him and receive him will have peace.
因为平安是太过于昂贵的东西。
Because peace is very valuable.
是平常的人付不起的。
That most people, common people cannot pay for.
你买都买不到的。
You cannot even purchase it.
因此只有耶稣当他为我们的罪孽压伤的时候，
Only when Jesus, because he was smitten because of our iniquities,
我们才得到了这个好的礼物。
So that we can have this best present.
我们可以靠着耶稣来到神的面前。
That by through Jesus we can come before God.
因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
Because of his afflictions we can be healed.
因他受的刑罚我们得平安。
Because of the punishment he has we are saved.
盼望今天你离开这里的时候，
I hope that after when you leave today,
你可以从心里面唱平安夜。
That you can sing Silent Night from your heart.
当你从心里唱平安夜的时候，
When you sing Silent Night,
也是当你把这位神接纳在你心里的时候。
That is the time when you accept Christ into your heart.
所以，在这个圣诞的季节，
So in this Christmas season,
盼望这首平安夜成为在你心里面能够反复。咏唱的一首诗歌。
I hope the Silent Night will be the hymn that you keep singing.
但是不但在你心里面唱这首诗歌，
Not only that you keep singing,
而且你真正心里拥有这个不能夺去的平安，
That you truly have the peace that cannot be taken away from you.
因为你接纳了这位耶稣成为你的救主。
Because you have received Christ as your Savior.
如果你接纳他成为你的救主，
If you accept him as your Savior,
今天晚上就是你的圣诞节。
Tonight is your Christmas day.
耶稣降生在你的心中。
That Jesus was born in your heart.
他2000年前生在马槽里面。
2000 years ago, he was born in a manger.
今天他要生在你的心里面。
Today, he wants to be born in your heart.
所以等一下我们一起做个结束祷告的时候。
So as we conclude in prayer.
如果你心里有感动。
If you are moved.
你不会做任何的动作。
Don't do anything.
你在你的心里面跟我一起祷告。
In your heart, pray with me.
我祷告一句，你也祷告一句。
Then you repeat after me.
你可以出声，你也不出声。
It can, you can say it in words or be silent.
这位神是无所不在的。
Because God is everywhere.
他也无所不知的。
And he knows everything.
你心里发出祷告的时候。
If you say your prayer from your heart.
他就听见。
He will listen.
他也会住到你的心里。
And he will live in your heart.
你会得到这个平安。
And you will have peace.
我们一起低头，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神。
Our Father in heaven.
在这个圣诞的夜晚，我们来到你的面前。
In this Christmas night, we come before you.
我们打开我们的心。
We open our hearts.
求你降生在我们的心中。
Please give birth in our hearts.
我们需要你自己的拯救。
We need your salvation.
因为我们活在罪孽之中。
Because we lived in sin.
我们的心思，我们的意念也充满了罪恶。
Our thoughts and our minds are filled with sin.
我们没有办法从罪恶之中自拔。
There's no way that we can save ourselves from sin.
感谢你，因为你为我们而死。
We thank you because you died for us.
因为你受的刑罚，我们的罪得赦免。
Our sins are forgiven because of the punishment you have for us.
你降生在这世上。
You're born on this world.
就是要带来这个救恩。
Is to give us the salvation.
你不但在2000年前降生在伯利恒。
Not only you were born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem.
你今天也要住到我们心里。
Today you want to abide in our hearts.
因此我打开我的心。
So help us to open our hearts.
恳求你住在我的心里。
Please live in our hearts.
带领我开始过一个基督徒的生活。
Guide me to lead a life of Christian life.
带领我能够经历到你自己所要赐给我们的平安。
Lead me to live a life that has peace in you.
让我能够经历到你自己与我同在。
So that I can experience your presence with me.
让我能够从心里唱这首平安夜。
So that from my heart I can truly sing Silent Night.
求你把这样的礼物赐给我。
Please grant me this present.
让今天成为我一生最值得纪念的一天。
That today it will become a most memorable day in my life.
我这样的祷告是奉靠耶稣的名求的。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
讲完了这个，我们不唱平安夜好像很可惜，对不对？翻开你的诗歌70首 ，Hymn Number 70, Silent Night. 我们一起来唱这首诗歌。我们唱到第三节的时候，我们一起起立。